Chairs No Waiting, episode number 617, Bailey's Bad Boys. Two Chairs No Waiting is brought to you each week by the folks over at WeaversDepartmentStore.com. Drop by over at Weavers and pick up some of the great Mayberry items they got there. Got brand new 60th anniversary Andy Griffith Show shirts, both sweatshirts, t-shirts. Go and check them out. There's three different designs. Two of them are sweatshirts. Great to have. I love them. So go and check those out. While you're there, check out some of the great books. We've got Messages from Mayberry, Andy Griffith Show trivia book, Gomer Says Hey, all kinds of books. Head over to WeaversDepartmentStore.com and check it out. Two Chairs No Waiting is also brought to you by donations from listeners like you. The executive producer of episode number 617 is Dixie Griffith, Andy's daughter. Thank you, Dixie. Thank you so much for supporting the show. And thank you for being here in Mayberry with me. It's always fun to be able to spend some time visiting and talking about the Andy Griffith Show. Well, this week we're going to be talking about Bailey's Bad Boy. That's right. It's an episode of the Andy Griffith Show in season two. And we're going to talk about that. And it was I was inspired, I have to admit, by Randy Turner's This Week in Mayberry History Report that we're going to hear first right off the bat to get the show going. So, Randy, take it away with This Week.
Welcome to This Week in Mayberry History, a report by special correspondent Randy Turner of the Gomer and Cooper Pyle Comic Book Literary Guild of the Mayberry Historical Society.
As I stated last week, when I started doing reports for the podcast, they were very short pieces about multiple subjects. This week, let's revisit another topic I covered in only my third This Week in Mayberry History report, especially since the original was only four sentences long. Mayberry guest star Bill Bixby. Bill was born on January the 22nd, 1934 in San Francisco. Bill's family attended Grace Cathedral in San Francisco's affluent neighborhood, Knob Hill, where he joined the choir when in seventh grade, though he was asked to leave when he shot the bishop with a slingshot during a service. He was drawn to performing partially as a result of competing in forensics or public speaking while in high school, a form of competition I was privileged to compete in myself while in college. After graduating high school in 1952, and against his parents' wishes, he studied drama at City College in San Francisco. He served stateside during the Korean War with the U.S. Marine Corps Reserve shortly after he turned 18, and then studied pre-law at Berkeley after his military service. He left just 3 credits shy of an undergraduate degree and moved to Los Angeles, where he worked odd jobs. In 1959, he was hired as a model and brought to Detroit for commercial work for General Motors and Chrysler. He made a stage debut with the Detroit Civic Theater Company that same year. In 1961, Bill began a career that, while it included many lead roles, always included work as a character actor as well. Far too many roles to list here, but we can certainly look at the highlights. He made his television debut in an episode of The Many Loves of Dobie Gillis, and had appeared in only 7 other episodes of other series before being cast in The Andy Griffith Show. 2 of those earlier appearances were in The Danny Thomas Show, in which he appeared twice in 1961 as different characters. Bill formed a lifelong friendship with The Andy Griffith Show executive producer Danny Thomas that led to a career with many overlaps of Thomas's productions. After appearing in The Danny Thomas Show, Bill was cast in The Andy Griffith Show as the spoiled, wealthy 19-year-old Ron Bailey, who sideswiped Fletch Dilbeck's truck, but who eventually learned an important lesson about self-reliance during his stay in Mayberry. And while certainly a talented actor, Bill was handsome and had a youthful look, so much so that when he played the 19-year-old Ron Bailey, he was actually 28 years old. Bill's first recurring role was in the first season of The Joey Bishop Show, another series for which Danny Thomas was an executive producer. Just as The Andy Griffith Show was a spinoff of The Danny Thomas Show in 1960, The Joey Bishop Show was a spinoff from that series in 1961. During the second half of the season, Bill played recurring character Charles Raymond, a public relations agent. In the fall of 1963, Bill was cast in the series My Favorite Martian as Tim O'Hara, the newspaper reporter who witnessed the crash of a spaceship. The show ranked number 10 in the Nielsen's its first year, making a star of Bill. Unfortunately, the series did not maintain its popularity. It dropped to number 24 by its third season and out of the top 30 altogether by the end of the final year. The show was also expensive to produce and ended in 1966. Bill landed his second starring role in a series in 1969 as widowed father Tom Corbett in The Courtship of Eddie's Father. The series was an adaptation of the 1963 film of the same title, which had starred Glenn Ford as the widowed father and Ronnie Howard as Eddie. Ronnie, of course, was playing Opie in the Andy Griffith Show at that time and filmed the movie during the series hiatus at the conclusion of the second season. In 1973, Bill was cast as the lead in a series for the third time, playing the title character Anthony Blake in The Magician. The show lasted only one season, but is fondly remembered by its fans. In 1975, Bill starred in Disney's family comedy film, The Apple Dumpling Gang, starring Don Knotts and Tim Conway. Bill's next series is likely the one for which he is most widely known. He starred as scientist David Banner in The Incredible Hulk from 1977 through 1982. Well before the days of CGI, the green-skinned creature he transformed into when angered or placed under extreme stress was played by bodybuilder Lou Ferrigno. Bill had also worked as a director throughout his career, most notably as the primary director of the series Blossom. He collapsed on the set from complications of his battle with prostate cancer, dying in 1993 at the age of only 59. Well, that's it for this week. As always, thanks for listening. And remember to take care of yourself, take care of one another, and take Andy's advice and go out there and act like somebody.
Thank you, Randy, for that wonderful report. If you want to make sure you don't miss out on any of what Randy's doing on the internet related to the Andy Griffith Show, send him an email at turnersgrade@gmail.com. turnersgrade@gmail.com. And he'll make sure you don't miss out on anything. Wow, that was a really inspiration for me, that particular report that Randy did, to actually start looking at that episode just a little bit closer. I've watched that one for years, Bailey's Bad Boy, and I've watched it for years, but I never really looked very deep into it. You can head over to mayberry.info if you're ever looking and find all the episodes listed there, as well as they're broken down by episode names and seasons and everything. And you can just search for them and you can find about them. And if you know how to do wiki type stuff, Wikipedia and things, you can add information to them. So if you know some stuff that are odd facts known by few, you can add those as well. That's a good place to start when you're looking to find out about an episode. So that's where I headed. And it's the Mayberry Historical Society is actually, it runs the mayberry.info website, which is really me, I guess. I run it, but there are people that put stuff into there. So that's good. So anyway, I went and I was looking at that, and the real resource, the main resource I ended up using, since I had talked about in the podcast opening about Weavers a little bit, I didn't talk about this particular book. It's called The Definitive Andy Griffith Show Reference, and it's by Adele Robinson and David Fernandez. This is a amazing reference book. It's not a book just to sit around and read, but it's a great reference book. It's got all the episodes and all kinds of things in it related to those episodes. So this was the 47th episode. It was originally aired on on January the 15th, 1962, this episode, Bailey's Bad Boy. And if you haven't seen it, I'm sure you have, but you know, it's Ronald Bailey, a spoiled rich kid. He's arrested for driving through Mayberry on his way to Miami, by the way. Everybody goes to Miami through Mayberry. I guess that was before there were, highways. The federal highway system had not been created yet. So the interstate highway system wasn't there. So people were still going through smaller towns on their way to locations. So Ron Bailey, he was headed through Mayberry to go to Miami, and he sideswiped Fletch Dilbeck's produce car. Now, Randy mentioned Fletch, and Fletch was played by John Lomer. John Lomer's his name. And his car was the one that got hit. Now, you may not remember, I had to look it up to find out more about it, but John was in three separate episodes of the Andy Griffith Show, and two of them were in 1962. He was in The Cow Thief, where he was Tate Fletcher. Okay, you remember him? He was there when they were stealing his cow. He thought it was a prize bull. He thought it was a cow. But that was Tate Fletcher. And he was obviously Fletch Dilbeck that same season. He was both those characters. And then in 1964, in Opie's Fortune, when he found the money on the side of the road, he played Parnell Rigsby. He played all three of those characters on the Andy Griffith Show. What was kind of amazing to me was that Fletch Dilbeck and Tate Fletcher, that both of those are in the same season, the exact same season. So one was, as I said, the Cow Thief, and it was actually, I want to make sure I was right. I'm looking that up because I forgot to look that up for the show, but those two were right together, and I just couldn't believe that he played the exact same basic character in the same season. So, I mean, they were so close together. Actually, Cow Thief was the next year. So that's what it was. So it was the same year, but a different season. Okay. So he did Bailey's Bad Boy. That was in season two. And that was early in season two. So then late the next year, he played the Cow Thief. He played Tate Fletcher. And I wonder if Tate Fletcher's last name could have been Dilbeck. Maybe his name is Tate Fletcher Dilbeck or Fletch, because they called him Fletch. So could he have been called Fletch and been Tate Fletcher Dilbeck and was the same guy? It's not the way he was listed in the credits. Anyway, that's I'm getting down a rabbit hole. Let me give you some information of things that happened on that show that you might want to pay attention to. One of them is Andy assigns Barney to watch the bicycles down at the movie theater. No reason was actually given as to why he was doing this. Maybe there was a bicycle thief running around in Mayberry. The hours of visiting there at the Mayberry courthouse at the jail are 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. every day except Sunday. So there's your little trivia. While most of the vehicles used on the Andy Griffith Show series were Fords, Fletch Dilbeck's truck that got sideswiped was a Chevrolet. Maybe they didn't want to hurt one of the Fords, so they used a Chevrolet that they hit. Barney, he gets angry at Ron Bailey for insisting on listening to loud rock and roll music on his transistor radio while he's in the jail. Remember that? He's in the jail cell and he's got his radio out there. What are you doing? He said, don't you guys swing? Of course we swing. We got lots of swings. No, I mean, don't you guys swing? He said, yeah, but we don't use them at night. So remember that? That whole scene there was hilarious during that show. In the episode, Barney is living in the back room of the courthouse, or at least he's staying there, probably because Fletch was there. Not Fletch, that Ron was there. Ron was having to stay there, so somebody had to stay with him, so Barney was in the back room asleep. Ron's originally, this is a little trivia for you. He's originally locked up in cell number 2. But when Otis stumbles in drunk, young Mr. Bailey is shifted from cell number 1 because cell number 2 is where Otis always sleeps. Now, that's the one on the right, if you're looking over there, cell number 2. However, this represents an inconsistency with other episodes. In episode 44, 106, and 155, it's clear that Otis is accustomed to sleeping in cell number 1. So cell number 1 would be on the right, not the left. But in this particular episode, they said that was cell number 2, which makes more sense from the door. You'd think it'd be 1 and 2, left to right. But anyway, that's an inconsistency on the show. So just something else for you to look for. Barney hums, bringing in the sheaves in order to help Otis fall asleep. Remember that? Otis couldn't sleep. So he goes there. And Ron Bailey just views the spectacle with disbelief. He can't believe this is happening in this little town. When the Mayberry Courthouse and jail closes on Sunday, Andy puts Otis in charge of taking messages and locking up the place after he sobers up to leave. So Andy Gump was one of Barney's favorite characters in the Funny Papers. Yeah. So did y'all remember that? Andy Gump. Now, how many of you remember who Andy Gump was is a good question. So Andy Gump, I looked it up so you guys would know, you'd know more. And Andy Gump was a character in the comic strips. And you can get on Wikipedia and look this up. He was on in the comic strips from 1917 to 1959. So it ran for 42 years, Andy Gump. So there's also a reference in the Mayberry Band episode where he said, you're Andy Gumping it. Which has got his chin down. So the character Andy Gump in the cartoon strip, he didn't have a lower jaw. He basically didn't have a lower jaw. The way he was drawn, he didn't have one. So anyway, that's who he's talking about. A comic strip character, Andy Gump is his name. So you can go check that out too. But it's mentioned at least a couple of times on the Andy Griffith Show. Aunt Bee, Andy, Opie, and Barney regularly make homemade ice cream on Sundays. In this particular episode, the flavor of the day was, do you know what flavor of ice cream they were going to make? Why don't you just go to the store and make and get it? It's easy. And they're like, oh, no, homemade. You never had homemade ice cream? You're in for a treat. Remember that discussion? Well, they were about to make strawberry ice cream that night. So anyway, so that's those are just a little things that I spotted during the show that I thought you guys would enjoy. It's definitely a really good episode. I always loved Bill Bixby. And, I grew up during the time frame when The Incredible Hulk was probably the more popular show that he had ever been on. And I watched The Magician, as Randy mentioned. I didn't realize it was only on one season, but I remember watching it because I was a loved magic. It's always been fun to me that he was on the Andy Griffith Show as well. It's just too bad he passed away as early as he did. He would have been a neat person to have gotten to meet if we could have. So all that information I just gave you, again, came out of the Definitive Andy Griffith Show reference. I definitely want to encourage you to go and check it out. But Bailey's Bad Boy, we see in this episode, we see Opie learn a lesson about paying his own way. When he makes a mistake, he needs to stand on his own two feet and meet the responsibilities associated with what he had done. We learn something in this episode, as does Ron Bailey. How many shows today have the courage to express opinions like letting a child or letting a person stand on their own two feet to learn something? While it's generous to do, it may not be for the best in the long term. And I just really can't think of any shows now that do this kind of thing. So thank goodness for the lessons the Andy Griffith Show shared with us and the things we were able to learn during it. I want you to head out this week. This is a great time to do it. Go and watch this episode and just enjoy it and watch what happens, because you've got this young 19-year-old boy that's going through Mayberry. You know, he's always bailed out by his dad, who's threatening Andy in this episode. Basically, Andy and Barney saying, you know, he could have your jobs. But he learned something from this small town sheriff and the people who live there about how to just be a better person. And, you know, that's one of the things I think that we've been lucky with, fans of the Andy Griffith Show. Even if you don't mean to, if you watch the show and you really enjoy it, you can learn some stuff from the different things that happen on the episodes. So definitely go and check this one out. Andy, you remember Andy, even he took Ron with him and Opie fishing. They went fishing and then we're sitting around there at the house and he's seeing that Opie comes up and admits, you know, what he had done. You know, he'd broken the window over at Miss Purdy's with a ball when he hit it. And basically Andy's punishment wasn't too bad. He just said he took away Opie's allowance until that debt was paid in full for paying for that window. But Ron, you know, asked him, you know, come on, why didn't you bail the kid out of the jam? And Andy says, oh no, he needs to learn to take responsibility. And I just think that's a really neat lesson that he did. It was definitely a Mayberry moment. And those happen fairly often on a lot of the episodes. I don't think they were ever trying to preach to us or anything. I think that was just part of the character of the show and the characters that lived in that environment and the way that they lived. So definitely go and watch the episode. Pull out your DVDs and watch it. If you've got access to it some other way, go watch that episode and just see and pay attention to what's actually happening in there. And I think you'll enjoy yourself. So the regulars on the show that night were Andy and Don and Ron Howard and Francis Bavier and Hal Smith. Otis, he was in there. Those are the regulars that appeared during the episode. So definitely I want you to go and check that out. I found some nice websites that I'll give you a little bit of a hint toward. I don't know how to say his name, but his name is Mel Brandt. Anyway, I'll have a link in the show note for it. He has a lot of old toys, basically, on his website. And if you go to it, it's MelBrandKrant.com. And I'll put it in the show notes. But if you go check out this site, it's a guided tour of Mel Birkenrant. That's what I'm going to say. His collection of, and they're not necessarily Mayberry stuff. The reason I found it is because I was looking for Andy Gump. And he has a collection of Andy Gump stuff at his website and explains about it. So just for a little history, so you guys will know, Andy Gump was created by a guy named Sidney Smith, and he had the ideal of the comic strip about this ordinary middle-class family, and that's what Barney's favorite was. So it was called The Gumps, and he actually met a guy through his brother that's what caused that. So his brother was a dentist, the way I understand this. And there was a fella named Andy Wheat, W-H-E-A-T. And he's a real person that the brothers knew. And he actually had a problem with a tooth and they ended up having to remove his lower jaw. So when Smith saw him, he actually got the idea of Andy Gump from Andy Wheat. Now, Andy Wheat, rather than being mad or upset about this, he eventually changed his last name to Gump. He changed it because he looked so much like the character that he ended up changing his actual name to Andy Gump. So, hey, just a little trivia for you. Stuff I didn't know. I didn't have any idea about this, but it was just a fun story as I started reading up on it. I was like, oh, my goodness. So he became Andy Gump himself. And there you go. So, like I said, I went down a rabbit hole studying for this episode tonight. And it definitely wasn't a Mayberry thing necessarily, but it was tied into the Andy Griffith Show. And so I got involved in looking at it. But Andy Gump is Barney's favorite cartoon character. So that's why we're telling about it. All right, guys, that is all I've got for us tonight. I do want to tell you about one other podcast, and I'll have a link in its show notes or in the show notes to it as well. And it is a podcast that was started by my buddy, Brian Rose, and it's called 5 Minute Mayberry Devotional. And he's done, let's see, I think 22 of them so far, and they're only 5 minutes long. I want to encourage you to head over and check them out and subscribe to them. You want to subscribe so that you can get them. You can get them on Spotify or Stitcher, or you can do it with Google Podcasts if you have a Android phone. Definitely something worth listening to. It's only 5 minutes, I think, a week. I think he's doing them weekly. They are weekly. So go and check them out. 5 Minute Mayberry Devotional. If you search on the internet, I'm pretty sure you'll be able to find it. But this is Brian Rose, another one of our great Mayberry friends that has started a podcast that I know you're going to enjoy, because I've been enjoying it since he started. And it's definitely worth listening, because he goes basically, he takes a episode of the show and comes up with a devotional related to it. So it's definitely something I think you would enjoy. If you've enjoyed the Andy Griffith Show Bible study podcast that I did, I'm almost 100% sure you would love the Mayberry devotional. I'll have a link in our show notes to it, the 5 Minute Mayberry devotional. Okay. All right, guys, that is all I have for tonight. I'd love to hear from you. You can give me a call at 888-684-8415 or email me at floyd@imayberry.com. And just tell me what you think about the Andy Griffith Show. What do you think about Bailey's Bad Boy? What did you think about it? I'd love to hear your thoughts, and so would other people. Then I wouldn't have to talk as much, and they would enjoy it more. I want to encourage you to subscribe to Two Chairs No Waiting. If you listen to us on your podcatcher or Google Podcast or iTunes, subscribe. Subscribe to us at Apple Podcast, I guess is what it would be. So until next time, folks, have a great Mayberry week, and we'll see you here on Two Chairs.